Só vem deslizando, vai, que eu tô gostando. Vem, ela me pede mais, não para não.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode of DC's Out Live Red, White, and Brown, brought to you by Mira and Michael. Look, it is one more week after the Super Bowl, and you'll see here, I'm still wearing my Kansas City Chiefs gear. I'm going to be wearing this all year, just so that the Philadelphia Eagles fans, you know, can just get their face rubbed in it a little bit more. But that's beyond the point. Here, we got a great list of reviews for you guys. We got a couple of movies. We got a couple of things that came out in the theater. A little bit of short movie, a little bit of series. We got a big list, so we're just going to dive straight into it here. The first review we got for you guys, it is something that came out on Netflix. This is called The Romantics. It's already been released, but we're here to just still talk about it because, as you know, we cover all genres, and when it comes to The Romantics, M has us covered. Mira, what are we talking about here? Tell us about The Romantics.
All right, so Romantics. You know, I was really looking forward to it because I saw the trailer that was blasting off every social media channel. And it is the latest project from Smriti Mundra. And Smriti Mundra, by the way, is the creator of your favorite show, which is the Indian Matchmaking with Seema Aunty. So guys, Michael absolutely loves Seema Aunty. So this is the same person who created Indian Matchmaking. And this, The Romantics, is actually a docuseries. It's a deep dive into the history of Bollywood through the lens of an iconic filmmaker whose name was Yash Raj, who runs, you know, after whom Yash Raj Films, the studio in India, is named, but also the entity, the corporate name behind so many romantic movies that we have seen growing up. So her background as a documentary filmmaker really does her well because Netflix had literally given her a carte blanche and set up all these 35 interviews with everybody from Shah Rukh Khan to Kajol to Rani Mukherjee to the very elusive Aditya Chopra, who is Yash Raj Chopra's son. You know, if you don't know what Aditya Chopra is, he's a next generation filmmaker, but also he's the guy who brought DDLJ to Broadway this last summer when he was playing in San Diego on its entire stint in San Diego. So same guy. Now, what is The Romantics? There are 35 people, all stars like Ranveer Singh and Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol and name it, all of them. And they get mic'd up and they have been asked questions about, you know, their experiences with Yash Chopra and Yash Raj Films. And basically, this entire docuseries is about the vision of the iconic director Yash Chopra, who later became a producer, and how his legacy was taken off by his son Aditya Chopra, literally just that. And it tracks his career from his big break to, you know, to the times when he was almost bankrupt, where the movies weren't doing well, and you know, they'd literally lose everything. They'd even lose their home. They'd even mortgage their home to make movies. So literally, what I really liked about it was not only there was archival footage of him and his sons and behind the scenes, so many iconic behind the scenes. Like there is an entire scene in Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge, DDLJ, the movie where Shah Rukh Khan is running and Kajol, they're running through this entire field of yellow flowers. And just the BTS of that scene, how it was conceived and how it was shot, and how there was this difference in opinion between the father and the son on every movie the son made, and how the son proved him wrong by bringing his own genre of romantic movies to the fore, and how the diversified into action, one of the biggest action thriller franchises in India's Doom, and that belongs to Yash Raj, and Pathaan, yet another, bringing Shah Rukh Khan in as a romantic hero. From Shah Rukh Khan started his career as a negative role, and it was just Chopra who brought in Shah Rukh Khan as a romantic hero. His son Aditya Chopra brought him in as a romantic hero. He became the romantic hero of the century with all the movies that he did. and then bringing him back in as an action hero in Pathaan. So all of these things were spoken of. It was so interesting in all those four episodes. Really interesting. It also, the thing is, we call it Bollywood, but it's actually the Hindi film industry, because Bollywood is just a form of, they think it's derogatory because it's a takeoff on Hollywood. So because Hollywood is in LA, you're out of Bombay, which is the old name for Mumbai. So you're Bollywood, or you're Dollywood because you're based in Tamil Nadu or something else. So all of those things came forward, and, I was really happy to see Amitabh Bachchan and Hrithik Roshan and Ranbir Kapoor and Ranveer Singh. And they're not discussing their own careers, but they actually were exalting Yash Chopra and fanboying about his films and, how, and little backstories on their episodes, backstories on, what different Yash Raj movies meant in their lives. How these movies inspired them to become who they are or inspired them to act. So I thought it was fun. It was like a celebration. It was just made for super, super fans of Bollywood, but also for the uninitiated who don't understand this industry, who don't understand the song and dance routines of the industry, who don't understand why some things happen the way they do, why people break into dancing around trees in Hindi movies. So all of those aspects, I think are clearer in terms of how people in India are really around song and dance. Song and dance is such a huge part of their normal lives. But also how Yash Chopra thought about romance, how much of a romantic he was, and how he brought that idea of romance to fore. Like, for example, for an entire movie, in India, white is not a color that women wear because it's supposed to be the color of mourning. But he introduced an actress in one of his romantic movies in white. He actually made her wear white everywhere, and plain clothes. So just the romanticism of bringing color, romanticism of bringing song and dance, but also vivid scenery too. I mean, there is an entire road in Switzerland called Yash Chopra. There's a hotel suite named after him, because he literally put Switzerland on the map for Indians by literally shooting a lot of movies in Switzerland. So the government of Switzerland really thanks him for bringing so much tourism to Switzerland, because he made it possible through the movies. So I think this is part one. I think this is going to be part three-part series, but this is part one of the series. It spoke about so many things that make you go down your childhood. You grew up with these movies, you grew up with these actors enacting these roles. But also what I really loved was the backstories to the most iconic scenes in Yash Raj movies. So yes, for some reason this was, I don't know if it was funded by or via RIF, but it was all YRF. I don't think any other production house featured here except YRF. And the experience that all these actors had working with this this big production house. So yeah, worth watching.
If you're looking for a deep dive on that type of history, this is the docuseries for you. Now we are transitioning over to a different streaming platform. We just got done talking about Netflix. We're moving over onto its nearest competitor, Hulu. This is a new series that came out on Hotstar, which was available on Hulu, called The Night Manager. Now, some of you might recognize this title because this is actually a book. There's a British book by John le Carré, and it's one of these espionage books that will really get you thinking, what goes on behind the scenes of like dirty military, dirty government in times of war. And a lot of times what happens are illegal armed trades, illegal weapon trades, and espionage. And so The Night Manager is the Indian adaptation of this book. I believe it was also a movie in 2016 with the infamous James Bond actor. I'm blanking on his name right now. MT, help me out. Who plays James Bond? Exactly. So with that, the Indian adaptation
is... It was Tom Hiddleston.
Yes, Tom Hiddleston. There you go. This is a series that came out on Hulu. not a movie series. And it's just, it's taking all those things I just said into its own little version and making it, you know, more Hindi. So you'll see this relationship between Bangladesh and Delhi that we're just going to, you know, really dive into. But as I was saying, the locations, you know, oscillate between those two. And the story is about a guy who becomes a new, you know, hotel manager. He's a former soldier turned hotel employee, and he is spying, you know, on, you know, he's being recruited to spy on someone within the hotel who is known as a notorious arms dealer. Now, all the meanwhile, this person also has a 14-year-old wife who Aditya Roy Kapoor, his character's name is Sean, becomes very close with. And he's, you know, pretty soon revealed this tape of this guy, you know, trading weapons, trading arms. The girl's kind of putting her own life at risk, you know, revealing these details. And it's actually eventually found out, you know, through the grapevine, you know, going between, you know, the Bangladesh desk and, you know, eventually being, you know, revealed to the villain that this girl, you know, not only revealed the film, but now, Sean knows about this footage. So her life is at risk. Sean now knows that. And the whole series kind of battles back and forth between how can we catch this guy who's this arms dealer and how can we make sure the 14-year-old girl is, you know, is safe. I think this is a really good
thing. Yeah, but he loses the 14-year-old girl because she's killed before he could save her life. The 14-year-old girl is the wife of the majority owner of the hotel where he works. Yeah. So he really can't expose his identity as well because he'll get killed. But yes, he gets help from the Bangladesh desk at RAW in India. And this woman, Lipika Sakya, helmed by the amazing Tidu Tamashome, comes up. And she, her phone is tapped and she compromises the location of the 14-year-old kid who gets killed. This guy moves to Shimla where he's able to meet the kingpin, the big guy who's played by Anil Kapoor. His name is Shelly Rungta. And he actually connects with this guy. He collects information and is able to send it to this woman. And she is completely floored because in their years of tracking this guy, they haven't been able to collect so much information about the guy. Finally collects it. So they recruit him and he's not very happy about it, but they recruit him to infiltrate into Shelley's organization and damage it and give them intel on how to catch him and catch all the people that are involved with him. So then starts his entire process of becoming a criminal so that he has a legit criminal record. They create it for him. He goes to jail, he goes to prison, he comes out and then infiltrates this guy's organization, which literally, I found, you know, the locales were amazing. The actors are just simply amazing. I mean, I love Aditya Roy Kapoor. He looks so good in this series. But his all the scenes that he has with Anil Kapoor are so well executed, so understated. So hats off to Sandeep Modi for pulling this off. This is such a amazingly stylized, very well done series. By the way, Michael, it was just four episodes.
It was only four episodes with about 40 minutes each. And, you know, like, one thing I really liked about this series too is the way you were talking about its style. It's very stylized, as like if you guys have seen the American movie The Departed, Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg, and I believe Matt Damon. It's very similar. They create this person who is a criminal. They're not really associated with, like, you know, an undercover cop identity or anything. They actually make a criminal to go into an organization, infiltrate, and ultimately catch everyone. It's kind of this like undercover cop who's also a criminal, and any time the rug could also pull out from underneath them and they're also screwed as well. So if you're familiar with that movie, I think you'll really like this series here because it follows a very similar style, not something Absolutely. I've seen happen a whole lot.
I love Likar's villains because most of his villains are, you know, the dubious people, but they're stylized really well. So Anil Kapoor pulls it off. Shobhita Dubalia, the actors, each one of those actors pull it off so well. I absolutely loved it. And by the way, the conclusion of this series is slated to release in June 2023, so wait for it. But I also want to tell you, by the way, the published version of the book actually changed its cover to the Indian version of the movie.
Yep.
So the movie poster is on the cover of the book now. And so if you want to go buy the book, which was originally published in 1993, The Night Manager, you will see Anil Kapoor and Aditya Roy Kapoor on the cover.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by them, but there is a limited edition cover out there. So if that's something that you really geek out on, this might be your opportunity to shop. We just got done reviewing The Night Manager, which was a series that came out on Hotstar on Hulu. Highly recommend you go watch it. It is an Indian adaptation of the book, The Night Manager, which was a British novel. In fact, if you actually go and want to buy the book now, you'll see the cover of this movie on the book. So big hit, highly recommend. We're going to transition into a movie that came out on Z5. This movie is called Lost. It's, from what I hear, a pretty short movie. Is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't long. Actually, it was like around less than 2 hours. So it wasn't such a big stretch, of course. And yeah, it's actually a thought-provoking movie, but it adds a lot. And sometimes I thought it stretched a bit. I was really looking forward to watching another Yami Gautam movie because she's such a brilliant actress, but also my most hot list guy. This guy's been on my hot list for Khanna's 15 years or so. His name is Rahul Khanna. And oh my God, he's in this movie. And Michael, I was just waiting for his scenes because he's such a sophisticated actor. But yes,
yeah.
Lost. What is it about? What kind of message does it have? Did we like it? Did we not? Let's go deep into that. So this movie says that it's inspired by true events, but it's not inspired by one event. It's just inspired by a lot of events that have happened where, there's been sudden disappearances of people, and the movie lays it out at the beginning of when the credits are rolling that every day there are several people missing in India, and these people go missing with no trace of where they went. So this story is of a young woman, and she's a crime reporter, Yami Gautam, and she's working on a story of a sudden disappearance of a young theater activist who's played by Tushar Pandey. Now, this layered story aims to represent the idea of lost values and integrity at some point in time, and then it layers it with casteism and then bigotry and the economic value system and dirty politics. So there are a lot of layers in the story as we go deep into it. But the whole thing is, will the crime reporter be able to get to the bottom of the crime? And if she does, if she's honest to her trade and craft, will she be able to publish the right story? Because there are so many angles to this. Now, I like Yami Gautam a lot, and she's picking up some good characters. The last movie I watched for her was The Thursday on Hotstar Hulu. And I thought that was a really nice movie. She played this mentally imbalanced person who wants to take revenge for something that happened with her, but then she takes hostage. She's a nursery school teacher. She takes her entire class as hostage. And people can't figure out why the hell she did it. She was so nice. So I think she did a good job here. There are some scenes that she has with her grandfather, played by Pankaj Kapoor, who's such an amazing actor. And those scenes were really gold, by the way. Really liked it. So over here, she's pretty fierce. She stands up to everybody. She's vocal about things that she does. And she gets threats for all the cases that she follows because people are trying to subdue her voice, but she doesn't care. She literally goes in the face of all the threats. The good part is that her grandfather has also been a crime reporter, so he knows how dangerous it is to be a crime reporter in India. And this is all based on Kolkata, actually, another state in India, in eastern India. Which borders West Bengal, borders Bangladesh. So they live there. They have an amazing relationship, but they're not scared of all the threats. So that was a really welcome change because normally they show people getting blackmailed into a silence, but that doesn't happen here. She fiercely goes after her story and tries to figure out what exactly is happening. And even her grandfather was pretty well played. Then Ralkana, which I wanted to talk to you about. This man is so ageless. He probably looks the same that he looked like 15 years ago. In fact, he looks better. He's like fine wine. He did a movie 20 years back called Bollywood Hollywood. And gosh, I don't see any difference from Ralkana and Bollywood Hollywood 20 years back in Ralkana today. He has the same suave screen presence. And he is a corrupt politician in this movie. And he's a criminal mastermind. He is so good at it. He's so good at it that, oh my God, he'll never get off our hot list. Definitely never. There's a specific scene here where he's given an interview. He's being interviewed by Yami Gautam's character, and he stands out because of the way he just not only, she asks him questions, he manipulates the answers. And I thought that was a really well-written scene because of the way the manipulation came through. And literally, he leaves the reporter at her wits' ends because the reporter can't figure out what to ask because they're going to lose ends in his answers.
Sure.
And his performance through that scene, oh my God, I would give him an Oscar just for that scene because he looked every bit of that manipulative politician. Then Tushar Pandey plays the guy who disappears, but he doesn't have a lot of scenes, so we don't see a lot of him. Neil Bupalam, who plays Yami Gautam's boyfriend here, and he's trying to be protective about her, telling her to stop working because she's getting death threats. And people are landing up at her house, threatening her grandfather. And you know, he's a good actor, but massively underutilized again. Then there's Pia Banerjee's character, which is so confusing. Does she love the guy? Does she not love the guy? The guy who went missing. Is she married to the politician? Why does the politician have interest in her in the first place? She could find anybody else. So all those things are very confusing in the movie. I think Aniruddha Roy Choudhury, sorry, Shandu Moitra is the music director of the movie. The director is Aniruddha Roy Choudhury. He's the guy who also directed things. Now, it's very difficult to figure out what this movie was. What was the attempt that he was trying to make with this movie? Was it a story about the lost person? Was it a story about missing people? Was it a story about caste and how people of lower caste, because the guy who went missing was a lower caste guy? Was it that attitude towards those people as being indispensable? What was the movie about is very confusing. He builds a story and then he kind of forks it into five different issues, which kind of, even the climax didn't make sense, right? I can't give you what the climax was for the movie, what the real story was and why the guy went missing. But even that didn't make sense in the whole picture. And it seemed like open-ended, and I need an essay literally to figure out what the ending really meant,
yeah.
You know, from the perspective of storytelling. And the writing isn't bad, actually. Some of the scenes, as I said, were very spectacular, but that was in patches. We love an underdog story. Audiences always love how the powerless grab the power and come on top of things. And, you know, all of those things could have happened here in a very big way, but they just don't happen. So that's why the cinematography, by the way, I have to say, is pretty good because there's this Kolkata sepia. You know, I call it Kolkata sepia, which shows everywhere. You know, the cinematography is, they've used the city fantastically, fantastically. There's a dark side to the city, so the dark colors. I said, how they show crime in darker colors, how they show the political underbelly and, you know, all those. And the outer locales are really noisy. They're India. They're full of color and full of people and full of activity. So visually, the movie is really, really, really good. And but somehow I just got confused about the story. But yeah, it's there. It's on Z5. So please go watch it.
Mayor Michael here. And we got one more review for you, as I said. Now, this one came out to theaters. And honestly, I think this was a pretty big one to come to theaters. It was a name that I've been seeing a lot over the week. It's called Shehzada, which came out to theaters on February 17th. This is a very interesting movie because it's just a really like weird little plot line. Imagine being born into just an average, you know, middle-class family, nothing too special. And you find out that your real family is billionaire status, like lives in a palace, lives in a very luscious life. Now, some of you may not want to trade the life that you grew up in for that, but that's not what the Shazada story is about. We're talking about our character Bantu here, who grew up, you know, suffering from his father. You know, his father is pretty harsh to him, you know, very, you know, ridicules him a lot, you know, criticizes him a lot. And Bantu finds out that he's the heir of this very influential family, and was actually exchanged at birth. In fact, the very first scene, we actually see like the nurse, you know, messing up the babies in the hospital and whatnot. And yeah, we see the letter get pretty much shown to him that this is actually, you know, what his family was. He grew up 25 years, you know, trapped in this household, finds out, and that's what we get launched into. But it's found out later that there's actually, you know, a little gang that's trying to, you know, kind of break in, you know, you rob this family. And so Bantu actually goes and lives with the family, defends the family in this event. And the movie just takes off from there. Kind of reminds me of a little bit like a Home Alone type vibe too, with the robbers coming to the house. I mean, this place is an elaborate palace, as you can imagine. So it makes room for some very good, you know, some very good like criminology scenes. But I just want to give it to you here, you know, kind of with that set up, you know, what was the performance like? You know, we got some, you know, we have great cast in this. We got Kartik Narayan as the main actor, we got Rohit Dhawan as our director. I mean, those two, in my opinion, seemed like a pretty good match to make, you know, just a fun movie.
You know, okay, so I have to tell you, I watched this in theater and I just went for Kartik Aaryan because, you know, I feel Kartik Aaryan can literally carry a movie now on his own. He doesn't need somebody's help to carry a movie. He's a good actor and he's very, very, very organic with his chemistry on screen. He romances the camera really well. So this movie is actually a remake of a Telugu movie called Ala Vaikunthapura Puramulu. And this movie had Allu Arjun in it. And there's some scenes of Allu Arjun from, I think, the movie released in 2003 or 2005, something. And there are scenes here. And you can literally you can really put one on top of the other, and they're doing the same thing, except, you know, it's now 2022, 2023, so they've changed some of the references.
Yeah.
But yes, so it is a copy, it's a remake. And it starts on a promising note, but, you know, it has just too many tracks. As you said, there's a young guy called Bantu who discovers that he really is a rich guy. He's heir to a big family, and he goes to protect his family from a drug mafioso called Sarang, and that's played by Sunny Hinduja. So these two actors. And then there is Kriti Sanan, who's Bantu's hotshot girlfriend, and she's set to marry a guy, mama's boy, called Rajindal, who's played by Ankurati. And it's just too many tracks. So she's marrying somebody else, but she's his girlfriend. There is some family members who are embezzling money. There is you know, his father and the second mother's strained marriage, and then there are criminals that using their entire business to peddle drugs, as Sunny Hinduja. But the whole central theme is what fate holds for the two people who really get exchanged at birth, and they're living with families that are not theirs. So most of the movie is really incoherently stitched together, but you know, this guy, Kartik Aaryan, literally slapstickingly pulls it somehow. So honestly, Kartik is effortless. He's really good on screen. He has a wonderful chemistry with the camera. Paresh Rawal and Ronit Roy Bose are just phenomenal. You know, I'm a big Ronit Roy Bose fan. Rajpal Yadav has a cameo. But literally, it is two people that carry the movie, Kartik Aaryan and then Manisha Koirala, Ronit Roy, because those are the only performances that you really want to root
for. One thing I wish that some of these movies would kind of do is just, you know, really kind of find one theme and stick that, or have like an A and B plot type of thing going on in the movie.
It wasn't linear at all. There were like at least 10 subplots going on, which really frustrates it.
a lot of times there's all these like little subtle details, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, I don't really find necessarily add all that much to, you know, this 2-hour movie. You know, those are things that you might see more so in a TV show where you have an entire season to kind of drop these details in there, elaborate, and see where they go. You know, a movie like this, a lot of times you just kind of leave things on the table.
Yeah, you know, this is a very 90s formula, 90s, 2000s formula, where you put so many tracks so that a lot of people on screen, so that you have a lot of stories to tell. They should work then. Audience these days doesn't have the mind space. We have so much content to watch. We don't have the mind space to really get interested in 10 plots in sure. 2 hours.
My word to director. My exactly. word to director.
But I have to tell you, special mention for the fight choreography of this movie. Yeah. That was really good. The fight director was really good. Action sequences were really, really, really good. Title track sung by Sonu Nigam, it was good as well. And I thought I liked it. But yes, if you enjoy really bad humor, you enjoy slapstick comedy, you like action sequences, and you like one guy beating 20 people up, this is a movie for you. Go enjoy it. It's playing in theaters near you.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, for what it's worth, we think it's pretty good. But look, we need your help here telling everyone that less is more sometimes. And that's right. That's what I said. We're done with the reviews here. We actually had a pretty good list. So, you know, just as a quick recap, if you joined in late, we talked about The Romantics on Netflix. I recommend you go watch that. It's a nice little, you know, historical docuseries or docufilm of, you know, kind of a director in Bollywood. I highly recommend you go watch. We got The Night Manager, which is on Hulu. A little remake of the Night Manager's book series novel that came out. Good little British espionage film. This is the remake for India. We know we got Lost on Z5. And lastly, we had Shahzada in theaters. I recommend you have all these to watch. And I recommend to, you know, let us know what you think on that. Go to over to jcs.live.com, read all the reviews, and let us know your thoughts. We read all the comments. We read all the comments. Also go to our Twitter, jcslivegram. On Instagram, Twitter is jcs.live. Let us know your thoughts. We always like to engage with you guys. In fact, a lot of times you're what inspire what, you know, comes into our content week by week. So highly recommend you go do that and stay tuned for a new episode. See you later.